And peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Comforter to be with you forever, Jesus said to his disciples. Then Jesus goes on to call the promised Comforter the Spirit of Truth. Now the word truth is a great word. I use it often myself and I highly recommend it. But there is perhaps no other word more abused in our society than the word truth. When it comes to truth, perhaps Pontius Pilate is the spokesman for us all when he asks an incarcerated and soon to be crucified Jesus, what is truth? Looking around today, it seems we've not made much progress with an answer. When being honest, truth isn't hard to define. Truth is that which corresponds to God's created reality. For example, when we are in the shower and look down, the truth about us is staring back up. Male or female are the only two possibilities, said Jesus. Matthew 19:4-6. Look it up. I didn't make it up. There is no choice involved, and how one feels about it matters not. The anatomy God created has the last word. Truth, then, is not whatever one wants it to be. And the craziness in vogue today that there is your truth that is different than my truth, and both our truth claims to be the truth, is in fact untruth. We call that a contradiction, by the way. And if you want to see this on display, go down to the Planet Fitness gym, where they have television stretched across the wall. Each set is tuned into a different news source. And though they are all talking about the same story, the truth about said story is as varied as the network reporting it. And the proof that truth does not reside in individuals and their feelings is manifest in the sorry state of too much of our society. It is the truth of God's Spirit that points this out repeatedly, thereby continually judging the insanity of this world, and so the world cannot receive, see, or know God's truth. And that's why those who speak God's truth are becoming increasingly out of step with this world. We're on the wrong side of history, they say. Well, so be it. Let God be true, but every man a liar, the Apostle Paul says. Now, as refreshing as it is to get our feet back on the solid ground about truth, to be grounded in God's truth, we must face facts here. The Spirit of Truth is a double-edged sword. Each of us has a real problem here. The truth is, Jesus came to his own, and his own received him not, including us. Those disciples to whom Jesus first spoke these words knew that all too well. Judas wasn't the only betrayer in that upper room, you know. Peter and all the rest, to a man, were nowhere to be found when Jesus Christ hung wasted on that cross, and they weren't alone. Nope. The truth is, we are all deicidal, narcissistic terrors. How do you like that? And how our love of self above all others, including God, is manifested? Well, that's simply a matter of taste. That's the truth. We call it God's law, and it's a big problem. Like a mirror, his law relentlessly exposes us. And like a nagging spouse, his law incessantly demands. Yet his law offers no escape until our conscience is seared, and whether we admit it or not, we have no excuse. But you know, God is a talker. In fact, he never shuts up. Just look at this world we live in. It doesn't create and sustain itself, and we certainly can't keep it going in spite of those who think that we can. It is God who creates and sustains his world with his continual creative word. And not only is he continually speaking, the truth of his law about us isn't all that he has to say. I know this because this is the sixth Sunday, we've been hearing about a free-ranging Jesus resurrected from the dead and hunting down his betrayers. And just listen to the sermon he gives them. Peace be with you, he keeps saying. Look at the scars. Stick your hand in the wound your sin caused. Nevertheless, there is peace with God. What a glorious truth our Lord preaches to us. And so we come to the heart of the matter. What about you? Sin, death, and the devil stalking you constantly? The truth about God's law about you weighing on your conscience? A promise from Jesus about you not being orphaned when your experience in life points in the exact opposite direction? When is the Comforter Jesus promised coming for you? Right now. Christ is coming for you right now in his word, just as he promised. So listen up. The truth of God's law is not the final word about you. The truth of your sin, the truth of your dying, and the truth of the accusations of the devil against you do not have the final say about you either. Jesus Christ does, and it is he who sent me to you this morning. And so, as an ambassador of Jesus Christ, and by his authority, I forgive you the entirety of your sin. And so you are forgiven. Unconditionally by the Father for Christ's sake. That is the created truth, God created truth about you, and it's forever. So be at peace, child of God. Amen.